The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo signed a power-sharing agreement last week with rebel leaders in an attempt to end Congo's bitter civil war. If the new transitional government can establish peace in the vast African country, some of the biggest winners will be women, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
In Bunia, in northeastern Congo, an estimated 20,000 people have taken refuge from the fighting alongside a UN base at the airport. Orange tarps, propped up by sticks, extend across a muddy hillside. Starting at sunrise, women move quickly through the camp, hauling water, bathing children in shallow pots, pounding cassava greens. 30-year-old Rachel Esperance is here with 12 members of her extended family, most of them children. She has one baby tucked under her arm and a 2-year-old clinging to her thigh as she cooks over a charcoal fire.
It is not very easy to live here because children are sleeping outside with the rain, so it is very difficult for them to live here.
Women and girls are also the merchants in the camps. Near the entrance to the settlement, they sell small coffee can-sized piles of charcoal, bundles of spinach, mangoes, beans, and salt from large plastic tubs. Most of the men used to be subsistence farmers before being driven off their land by the fighting. In the camps, the men seem unsure what to do with themselves. The war burden on women isn't just that domestic chores have become more difficult. Eastern Congo has become a region patrolled by undisciplined and heavily armed rebel soldiers. Louis-Marie Bouaka, the head of the UN Human Rights Office in Bunia, says despite the arrival of French peacekeepers, young girls are being raped in and around the town every night.
This is important to remark that these are members of Vira and Lendu's communities which are targeted.
And Bouaka says the rapes are being committed by rebels from the Union of Congolese Patriots, who tend to be from the rival Hema ethnic group. Humanitarian relief agencies say there's been an increase in rape throughout eastern Congo as rebel groups seize power and traditional legal systems crumble, along with all the other aspects of local government. Although there are no official statistics, organizations that work with women in the region report that there's also been an increase in prostitution. This brothel in the Barere slum of Goma is in the dark shack at the end of a garbage-strewn dirt path. Prostitutes who claim to be in their late teens laugh, scream, and offer sex for as little as a dollar. A toddler in a faded green jumpsuit wobbles between the girls. Karina is a tall, smooth-cheeked teenager from Bukavu. Bukavu is across Lake Kivu, and it's an area where there's been intense fighting between rebels and several local militias. Karina says she's 17 and came to Goma a year ago because of the war. She says her parents also fled Bukavu and could no longer support her.
Sometimes the parents, the family, is not able to satisfy their needs. She was obliged to come and make this job.
Several of the young women in the room say they always use condoms, but Karina confesses she worries about AIDS. She says she can't afford the $12 to get an HIV test. Up the street from the brothel, Rosette Malera runs an organization called the Foundation of the Mother and Child.
It has become like a plague here, because even young girls of less than 15 years have become prostitutes.
Life was difficult for women and girls in this part of the world even before the war, Malero says. As people get chased off their land and families split up, Malero says the situation for many women has become desperate. Jason Bobian, NPR News.